Hello and welcome to Season 4, Episode 5 of What's Up With That, a show not hosted by Ryan Hill. November 27th, 2010. Purdue University versus Indiana University, the Oak and Bucket Game. It was a chilly yet sunny Saturday morning, and we interviewed a numerous amount of Purdue and IU students, documenting the thoughts they had about the topics we asked. It was a great day to stand in front of the brick wall over by Jake's, archiving everything which is Breakfast Club. Episode 5 marks the end of Season 4, and we would like to thank everyone who's participated in this show, this season, and previous seasons. We look forward to interacting with you in some capacity in the future. Thank you, and enjoy. All right, you have a million followers on Twitter and a million friends on Facebook. What do you warn them about society and governments?
That they're very dishonest. Full of a bunch of dishonest people.
I'm not going to say anything.
Go ahead.
I'll get her my mustache.
Yeah, well, what's the question?
About
friends and Facebook.
Friends and Facebook?
Yeah.
I love them.
I just friended my mom, so
hey.
It was a good deal.
What would you warn her about societies and governments?
Societies and governments? I would warn her that I know nothing about those. That's what I warn her about.
Excellent.
Who are you?
Who am I? I'm not Ryan Hill.
Sexually transmitted diseases.
Any in particular?
Chlamydia and AIDS.
What do I warn them about? To make sure that you don't give too much information on the internet. You know, anyone could be on the internet, so you got to make sure that you don't reveal too much. Yeah.
I'm not really sure on that account. I would just say, I think that not to be a bandwagon follower. I don't know. You just have to actually investigate like each individual person as opposed to just like following the like general Republican Democratic lines, you know what I mean? I don't know. You definitely don't want to interview
Brett Favre's dick.
Probably Brett Favre's dick and then the
dangers of Facebook.
Shots that parents are giving their kids these days, you know?
Yeah, birth control. Don't trust it.
Society and government. All right. This is the thing that I would warn them about. All right, ready? I would say, hey, look at what you're voting for. Number one. All right. Let's keep it democratic. Let's vote for what you believe in, and let's vote for it. Don't just vote because that's a popular vote, right? And. And if you believe what you vote in, then there's how many people have signed up for this?
There's no sign up. It's just random who comes by.
Right.
You're the third person so far this morning.
Right.
Anything else on that first question?
What was the question again?
You have a million followers on Twitter, a million friends on Facebook. What would you warn them about society and governments?
All right, look. Let's get tired of fucking the oil company running the government, and let's just innovate. Let's figure out what the problem is. I mean, there are very many intelligent people right now, from there to here. Believe it or not, not exactly people that are throwing off their intelligence, but the fact is, people are smart from IU, Purdue, Notre Dame, IU, whatever school you went to. Let's get in here. Let's find out what the problem is. Let's accept the fact that IU, yeah, okay, you're gonna get schooled because it's a very liberal school. But the deal is, rather than just getting schooled and embarrassed, let's figure out the problem. All right.
Boobies.
I don't have Twitter.
But you do for this.
Is this like a fake interview?
This is a fake interview.
Okay, for my fake interview. What's the question?
If I had a million friends,
sorry. No, you're fine.
I'd probably poke them all.
And then what would you warn them about society? What would you warn them about society and governments?
That there's this guy named Billy that rocks people in the balls randomly.
Not randomly. All right, well, I mean, I'm a civil engineer, so if I were to warn people about something, it'd be about the energy crisis that people are going to participate in when during, like, soon-to-be decades. And, yeah, it's definitely something that people within the next, like, few years are definitely going to be, should have been forewarned about, and they are forewarned about, and they're just not going to... they're not gonna see it for what it is. Just kind of take them by storm.
What are you talking about? I'm curious to know about what energy crisis he's specifically talking about.
Okay, well, by 2050, a lot of cities have sustainability. I guess kind of like criteria. Like,
can you name like most three
of,
or four?
Most of the major cities of the United States, pretty much like San Francisco. Like,
oh, that's a major city.
Yeah, that is a major city. Like. DC, Chicago, like major cities, are having sustainability issues where they're trying to reduce their energy efficiency by at least 30% by the year 2050, and that's a sustainability goal. That
flush your toilets too much or what?
Yeah, what the hell are you talking about?
Get out.
Society and governments. Cheddar popcorn, really. I don't know. I don't know how to respond to that.
All right, next question. All right, how would you describe IU and Purdue to the aliens on the internet?
I think IU is the armpit of Indiana. I think they need to suck a dick.
IU rocks! IU sucks tiny little balls, and that's only the reason why they like IU.
She has chlamydia. Don't listen to her.
Don't listen. She's got gonorrhea.
How many national championships has IU had in basketball? 5. Purdue, 0.
How many years ago was this?
Live in the past.
You have nothing.
How many years ago?
You have nothing.
Let's live in the present, bitch.
What, bitch? Big Ten championships. Bye.
Okay, but national
championships. Bye. Bye.
Were you even born then, stupid?
Bye. Bye. What other questions do you have?
Okay. Did you say aliens?
Mm-hmm.
Can I talk about aliens?
Go.
Por favor. Last night, an alien... He sexually assaulted me. I'm not kidding. He tried to probe me, but I said, nope.
That's good. You warned him. Your friends want you to follow him.
I think you want me to go away.
No, you can stay, but I'm just saying your friends.
I can stay. That's good.
Yeah.
Here's what the alien actually tried to do. He tried to stick it in my mouth. I said, actually, this is what I said. I said, so he tried to stick it in my butt, and I was like, no. That's not gonna happen there either, hombre.
And how did you tell him about IU and Purdue?
I told him IU would like it, but Purdue would not.
IU and Purdue? I don't know. I'm from Georgia. I don't really know much of the rivalry. I honestly could not tell you at this point.
Have you heard anything?
I mean, I feel like it's more just like a rivalry is like when you've grown up, it's not really much of a what the schools are into type of thing. I mean, I guess I'm assuming that IU is more of a business school and Purdue is more of an engineering school, but aside from that, I haven't really learned that much about the rivalry.
Okay.
He pleads the fifth.
You can answer too.
He pleads the fifth.
Basically, Purdue is the fucking cool big brother of IU. Like, IU kind of tries to follow in Purdue's footsteps, but they just can't quite make it. You know what I mean?
Anyone else can answer, yes.
Purdue can fucking suck it.
It's like that Alanis Morissette song, you know, that it's like 10,000 spoons, but all you need is a knife. But at Purdue, it's like 10,000 dudes, but all you need is a wife. Something like that.
Do you have any comments about that?
Well, I'm a female at Purdue, so I mean my odds are great.
Yeah. That's all she has to say.
Real deal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're talking about serious issues right now.
Okay.
All right.
IU's
so
got a pretty campus, but
IU does have a beautiful campus.
They don't have people that connect like at Purdue. From
thing, IU has a beautiful campus made of limestone, and they're
a bunch of fakes.
but also beautiful.
Also beautiful and fake.
Purdue has these. They have a great bar system, but you know what?
IU and Purdue bar student system.
Let's be honest. IU and Purdue are the exact same colleges.
Pretty much, they are the exact same. I'll agree with that.
We drink, we party, let's rock and roll. But the thing is, at Purdue,
people are smarter.
They may party a little more.
They don't have STDs.
At IU.
That was a joke, but seriously.
They may do it less. Pulling this Under Armour guy.
The aliens. Purdue is all about the sciences, and IU is all about the mathematics.
Okay, IU are really artsy, and they're kind of stupid, but they're kind of artsy. So you can't really call them stupid because they're kind of good at art stuff. And Purdue, people are smart, but boys suck.
Well, people who can't get into Purdue go to IU, and then they marry their sister, and they have weird kids.
And then people that go to IU go to INU.
What's that? What's INU?
He said INU. IU Purdue. IU high girls. Purdue better school, better teams, better lifestyle.
Purdue,
absolutely. Purdue's better all the way. IU high girls, not the smartest. You know, if the aliens want an easy lay, good IU.
Oh, that's an easy question. I mean, IU are not people; they are aliens themselves. And were they to meet aliens, they would probably fall in love with them because they are two of the same.
Purdue kicks IU's ass.
That's like flat out and simple. Like, what do you guys have to say about that?
Well, there's like a 10% unemployment, and they're all IU grads, so fuck IU, because they're bitches.
Yeah, fuck IU. That's all I got.
I mean, I've never actually seen an IU grad in person, so I don't even know if they actually exist. So in that respect, they're basically like aliens. Like, it's kind of like you don't really know if they actually exist, but there might be IU grads out there. Who knows?
Fuck IU! I need jumps.
You're creating a new world sport. How would you make a game out of politics?
A game out of politics? Oh, I would have Sailor. Have you seen Sarah Palin?
Yeah.
She's here this weekend.
I saw her. Yeah, she was politicking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Down
she's
about.
Awesome. I would have whichever team she appears on, she would win. Not because of her political views or anything. Just because she is so fucking awesome. That's what I would.
But I love you, but we
what, dick?
Well, their football team sucks, so I'll just celebrate that. Hey, fuck off. America, behavior.
How would I make a game out of politics? It'd be kind of like, I feel like it would be like a poker game, you know? And whoever, my phone's ringing too, but I don't have a great answer for that question, but politics.
Don't be so worried.
Politics is a game anyways. And, you know, there'd be some sort of monetary gain for the people instead of, I don't know. I don't have no.
You're so worried. No worries. No worries.
Politics? Oh, goodness. I don't know. I feel like politics is as much as a game as it is, like, is what you really believe, so. I don't know. I guess you can get as many liars as you can on one team, and as many people who can bend the truth on the other team, and see who wins. I don't know.
Politics. If you want to spend money, then you're all about the Democrats. If you want to save money, you're all about the Republicans.
Ooh.
Mud wrestling.
Sarah Palin mud wrestles herself. And her crew's over, and it's hilarious. And then she does Playboy, and it's fucking over and fucking awesome. I had a friend put on his Facebook status, he put, I hate Sarah Palin, the Cowboys, and not being at IU. I think about 95% of the country agrees with that.
I agree. The problem is, Sarah Palin is a tool, and Let's face it, Democrats.
She's a hot chick, that's the problem.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Hot chicks don't belong in politics. Period.
She can't speak.
Beautiful. If you win a beauty pageant, You should not run for office, period. Because
the reality is,
you weren't studying.
There are
yes, I agree with that.
Beautiful women in politics who won their.
Name one that was in.
Won their district.
Name one that was like. That was like, I'm gonna be a model and I'm gonna be a fucking beauty pageant. I was like, and then later I was like, well, I wanna go.
Schwarzenegger.
Now I wanna go to politics.
Yeah.
It's true?
All right, the deal is.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's so true.
Exactly. And that whole state is about ready to fucking break off and like fall into the ocean.
44% like, said yes on Proposition 19.
All right, the deal is, there are plenty of people who are voting right now.
Let's go drink.
Who are 100% Democratic. They're gonna vote Democratic. I honestly, I feel like Obama shouldn't win because he's losing in the polls right now. But the fact that they're putting Palin in the front right,
it doesn't make sense to be playing this.
Do you want to status 100% true?
100% status.
100% true. It's never been broken before. First of all, we've never, ever changed a president during wartime. So that means there's a war going on, Obama's president, he's going to get reelected.
Kill this motherfucker.
It doesn't matter. Whoever's president during a war is going to get reelected. A. B. Fucking black men got a vote before white women. Black man got fucking elected for a white woman.
Look at the history. Right? Black man, of course, wins a majority over women. That's the way it started in 1920s.
A to B, nothing's ever going to change.
1918, I think that was alcohol.
Black
was the 19th.
Hey,
it was the 19th Amendment, right? Or
I'm not sure.
Somewhere around there.
So, yeah, it's in there.
How has your mustache been growing?
It's been growing great.
Swittage. Done. Get them butt naked. And then just throw a ball in. And they'll have fun. They won't even question it. They'll just do it.
People will love it.
It'll form itself. We won't even have to create rules. They'll create themselves.
I like that. An organic game about politics.
Yes.
What do you do to
people hate each other in general, so
yeah,
it should make for an interesting game.
Especially when they're naked. People are more hateful towards other people when they're naked.
That's tough. Politics. You would just like play chess with politicians. I don't know how you would do that, but like, you know, be really seductive and like lure them into your bedroom and play them. I don't know.
You would jump on each other's back and run around.
Modified football, dude.
And
I'm,
try to get as much money as you can and then spend it on wasteless shit.
Just good old duel. Just politics, whoever's against each other, just duel it out. Pull the gun, see what happens.
Dude, all you gotta do is like play some boat races, play some like, just like settle this shit like beer for beer. That's all it takes.
A game out of politics. I think Daniel Tosh put it best. World Series of Poker, play with your country's worth. You know, if you're a superpower, play with the money you got. If you're a low power, I mean, you're not gonna be limping in with coconuts like Costa Rica. You can't do it. You can't do it, but yeah, I mean, World Series of Poker right there. Just play what your country's worth.
Mara! Mara! Sean feels good.
Can I hold on to you?
How do you prepare for the second job interview?
Leave out everyone from IU and then fuck them in the ass.
The second one for the same company? Corey, I'm on a radio show right now.
He's not even a real
life. Anyways. Second job interview?
Second job
first
interview.
First of all, I make sure I take every effort that I can to make sure that I don't look like for the second job interview because you're toasted. Anyways.
Whoa.
Line the beard up.
Hey, erase that from the record. Erase that.
I am. Don't worry.
Line the beard up. And then, you know, I go over some stuff, research the company, feel confident about what, you know, what I have to offer, and just know that, you know, I'm interviewing them as much as they're interviewing me. Don't feel put on the spot, you know.
Got you,
dead serious.
For a second job interview, first of all, you tell them you went to IU, or Tell them when you went to IU and you lose. Tell them you went to Purdue because and you're in.
You're
but if you still have to have a second interview, you tell them that you beat IU and everything, and then they're like, oh yeah, I forgot. It's Purdue.
11th at Big Ten Championships.
No one cares about cross country.
We kill them in track.
Nobody cares.
We're just saying how we up Purdue all the time.
Second job interview, don't ask about money. You never ask about money on the second interview. It's all about making sure that you come across about who you are and what you can achieve, not about the money.
The second job interview, like after you had the first job, I think it depends on what you've been up to in the first job, but I think that the first job really carries over to the second job, so I don't know. I guess it would depend on what you're up to. I don't know. Definitely should not be on the radio right now.
Oh, he knows.
Second job interview?
That's what they train him for.
I mean, I look at the first one, and I prepare a meal. Fruit, lots of fruit.
Fruit
dietary
meal.
Fiber.
Fruit meal.
If you have a lack of vitamin D, you get MS. So sunlight. Sunlight's very important for the second interview.
I don't know. I've never missed a job, but I will prepare by number one, talking with my friends. That's number one, okay? You gotta figure out what's the deal with your speech, what's wrong with it. Number two, find randoms like this guy who's winning the cut, finding jobs and decide why are companies looking at this guy and not me. Figure out what the problem is, solve it, and act like you've done more than they can ever believe.
You have to like more about the company than just wanting to work for them. You have to have this like long-term like bond with the company for why you want to work with them and their company, and not just, I just graduated and I need a job, will you hire me?
Right. Seriously, what's up with that?
Yeah, you need to learn a little bit about the company you want to work for in order to get a job for that company. What?
Now you need to be very excited. Let's face it, Purdue is what? Business majors probably get hired by 5 companies total?
Probably 100% more than IU companies hire Purdue graduates than
Purdue
IU.
Purdue graduates literally get hired by 500% of what comes to career fair at fall time.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to hire someone from Purdue or IU, you're either going to hire someone that's racist or that likes to party too much. So regardless, it's a bad choice from the beginning.
For the second job interview, I mean, I'd love to have a second job interview, so I don't even know. It's just, it's theoretically
right
now. Julie's
my best friend. Yeah, he
hates
you. I've never told anything there, dude.
I can't even imagine a second job interview.
Second job interview?
No, literally.
Go shopping? Get some new clothes?
I don't have second job interviews.
Nail them in the first?
Yep. That's how I roll.
Honestly, research and... I mean, just go to town, just be confident, go to the gym a little bit, work out, get the pump going, and that sounds really Jersey Shore, but that sounds really Jersey Shore, but I mean, it gets your confidence going a little bit, looking in the mirror and just doing that, and then, just go in confident.
True. I get on the internet and read.
A lot of porn.
Of that, too, occasionally, every now and then. Keep your spirits up.
Drink a lot. Just a lot of alcohol.
Keep it going.
I mean, I've never really had a second job interview, but I've gotten a job offer, so. Whatever happens, happens. Suck it, business corporations of the world.
You go tell me.
What?
Final thoughts.
Final thoughts.
Boiler up.
Final thoughts are going to be boiler up and probably going to be a 14 point deficit IU loses today. Put that on the radio show, 14 point deficit.
And maybe bit slap a little too.
Boiler up. STDs are at IU.
Sunlight is really all that comes to mind.
And go Purdue.
Boiler up.
Sunlight. Final thoughts are boiler up. Yeah.
I don't know. I'd say your life should be determined from what you're interested in and what you truly believe, not what the public would consider rational, I suppose. I don't know. Not making any sense right now.
Oh, you're making perfect sense.
That's G.
That's solid. Can't beat that.
Is that in you?
What he said.
Bam!
Final thoughts, look.
Can I get my final thoughts?
All right. Jump in here, Huffy guy.
You know Green Man just passed us.
Green Man
passed. That's distracting.
The fact is, he's going to try to pull off a Green Man costume during the party. We got Spider-Man. We got Ole party.
Pizza face.
Yeah, we got Hot Box.
We got boxers. We got people ready to take them out on spot.
Here's the reality of it. I don't give a fuck about what someone looks like, what they pray about. If I'm running a business, I want to make money. So I'm gonna hire the motherfucker that makes me the most money. So that's the beautiful thing about it. I don't give a fuck about where you are.
Bottom line is everybody wants to make money.
Eye with a fucking piece of rope because that really hurt. Yeah, I mean, as long as everyone just cared about that, then we'd be good.
Hey, we'll be better for each other, and we'll be okay.
Tell Deborah I said hey, and that I miss her really badly.
And just tell Sarah Palin to do a Playboy and get it all over with.
Let's win this election.
Were I to have a second job interview, it'd probably be like more like them telling me how awesome I am rather than me interviewing for the job.
That's G.
Yeah, I got like loads of it in my pocket.
I don't know, cheddar popcorn again.
Nobody can hear me. What happened to your t-shirts?
Gays. IU loves it in the ass. And there's something about them that they love the taint.
And their girls are whores. I just thought I'd put them out.
We gotta go get XXX because XXX is a shit. Thank you.
Hell yeah.
Well, enjoy. Thank you very much.
Inflatable penis one time when we were walking into a adult shop.
On the way to Illinois.
So, yeah, Ohio. There's a bazillion Ohio. Truckers
no,
that call.
It was Illinois. It was
there's
Illinois.
A bunch of truckers that call him. Perverted people don't feel scared to call him. Whoever's perverted, call that number.
Seriously, where the fuck is this?
Men and women.
I'm sorry, you're not using it. It's not okay.
No, you're fine. It'll be online.
Let's go. I'll be online?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, my name is... I'm the shit, pretty much.
I blur out names. Don't worry.
Well, okay. I'm awesome. Does that work?
It works.
That works?
It works.
Good. Okay. Are you at your every breakfast club?
I try to be here every breakfast club, yeah.
Did you take a picture of us when we were all penguins?
I don't know if I did. I might have been around. I just do audio.
Do you work for the paper?
No.
No, what the fuck?
I'm independent.
Oh, independent. Yeah. Ooh, I can tell what the fuck I think.
Yeah, what the fuck you think, yeah.
What, can I say fuck?
Fuck, uh-huh.
Can I say fuck?
You can.
I can say fuck. Well... Oh, the box is getting screwed up.
Don't mess with the box.
Well, let me tell you what I think.
Man,
hey, Boone Saints.
And you guys have been listening to What's Up With That, a show now hosted by Brian Hill. Is that good?
That's great.
Is that great?
That's great. I love it.
That's awesome.